This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Has our world gone insane to the point where it's like, you know, 100 million people are diabetic almost or on the verge of it. Another 50 million people in America are obese.
The Health Ranger Report.
And nobody's talking about, maybe we should stop making people sick.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
The left says you should never judge someone by the color of their skin. And yet, they spend all day, every day, judging everybody by the color of their skin. Don't you find that to be an interesting contradiction? Remember Martin Luther King Jr. judged people by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. Well, today, the left judges you in negative light if you have Caucasian skin, or a positive light if you have brown skin or black skin. They judge people by their skin color. They judge people by the surface of what they show on the outside rather than what they are on the inside. And this contradiction comes down to identity politics. And the left wants to separate people by identity politics instead of bringing people together by the common dreams that they share, which include liberty, which include compassion, which include living a comfortable life, having achieved, you know, a decent income, maybe a family, maybe a home, things that provide stability. Left wants to divide everybody by what they look like or what they talk like. They want to criminalize you for using the wrong gender pronoun. You're supposed to not call a person he if that person wants to be a she for that day. Even though they may be a biological man, they can decide in their own mind without notice that suddenly they're a she, and if you call them a he, you can be arrested in California. Really. Literally. That's how insane it has become. And now you've got the left, you know, celebrating people for their skin color as long as it's the right color. That's discriminatory. That's intolerance. That's hatred. You know, if you had a group of people sitting in a room of different colors, of different religions and different backgrounds, and they all were getting together to share their history, you could have, let's say, a black person there. You'd say, oh, you ask them, what are you here for? And they would say, oh, I'm here to share black culture. And everybody would say, oh, that's wonderful. We applaud that. That's amazing. Tell us about your black culture. And you could have another person who's a Latino person. And you say, what are you here to share? And they would say, oh, they're here to share their Latino culture. Oh, that's wonderful. We applaud you. Welcome to America. You know, bring more. We love your Latino culture. And someone else could be there, share their Muslim culture, let's say. And they would, oh, welcome. Share your Muslim culture. And you could have a fourth person who's there to share white culture. And they're asked, what are you here to share? And they would say, they're here to share their white culture. But I say, you're a hater. You're a Nazi. You're intolerant. You're an evil, bad person. How dare you want to share white culture in this culture sharing day where we already have black culture and Latino culture and Muslim culture? You can't have your culture. They would be reviled. They would be hated. They would be attacked. How dare you have white culture? You see, this is what's so shocking and kind of saddening about all of this, is that the left believes it's okay for every group to have culture except Caucasians, or basically European Americans. That's what the left believes, that every culture should be celebrated except for white culture. White culture is somehow inherently evil, according to the left. And so they want to inundate America with people who are not white, and they want to celebrate their cultures, but there's no room in that for a celebration of someone who happens to be of European descent. Now, for me personally, by the way, I happen to be Native American, and a combination with European descent, some French, some English, I don't know what else, but definitely, I know I've from some of my grandparents talking, I know I'm Native American Indian and somewhat a little bit French, but my name being Adams, of course, you would suspect there's some English ancestry in my background, and I think there is. But from that, you know, I'm either part indigenous local person, the Native American side, or part immigrant from the French side. But yet I would be judged by leftists to say, oh, you're white and you're male and you're heterosexual. You're so evil. How dare you be a straight white male? It's like the most evil thing to, oh my God, and you're a Christian too. You believe in doing what's right. You believe in ethics. You believe that we shouldn't murder third trimester babies. Oh my God, you're so evil. And that's what the left has come to. And frankly, it's just sickening. And that's why the left is going to keep losing elections, losing credibility, because frankly, most people in America view this left, this activist left today, as being totally insane. Just out and out delusional. Absolutely crazy. There was a high school recently that announced to its students that they shouldn't chant USA, 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 because that would be considered offensive. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine a high school in, let's say, Mexico, not being able to shout Mexico, Mexico, Mexico? Can you imagine like going to the Olympics, and if your country is, oh, I don't know, let's say Japan, are the Japanese fans not allowed to chant "Go Japan"? Is that considered offensive? No, of course not. It's only offensive to the liberals in America because they find America offensive because they are intolerant. They are full of hatred. They are bigots. You know, the bigots of the modern day are the left. They are the bigoted racists. They just flipped the color of the costumes they're wearing. Used to be white hoods and white sheets, KKK people running around, who were mostly Democrats, by the way. The KKK was founded and run by the Democrats. Now they've switched out the white sheets for the black costumes and the black face masks and the black hoodies. Now they're called Antifa, still run by the left. Same tactics, violence, intimidation, suppression, censorship, all justified by their social justice BS. But it's not white sheets, it's black hoodies now. And what do they stand for? Violence. Violence against white people. In other words, they want to commit violence against those they hate. Used to be violence against black people, now it's violence against white people. You know, the left used to speak out against violence that was being committed against black people, but now they don't speak out against violence committed against white people. I guess they figure it's somehow justice. Well, I got a question for you. You know, all these left-wing groups are supposed to be engaged in justice and compassion, helping people, right? Equality. Well, how many of these left-wing groups were out handing out food in the aftermath of Hurricane Irma in Florida or Hurricane Harvey in Texas? I didn't see any news reports of any of these left-wingers out there handing out food. Nothing. In fact, what I saw on Twitter was a bunch of left-wing people celebrating the fact that Texas got hit by a hurricane, celebrating the suffering of the Texas people because they said, oh, you guys voted for Trump, that therefore you deserve to be punished by a hurricane. That's what the left was doing. Meanwhile, the actual rescuing was happening among Christian groups. Christian groups provided 80% of the aid in the early days after the hurricanes. Christian groups. You know, my own online store, healthrangerstore.com, thanks to the support of our customers, we collectively raised about $63,000 that was donated to food banks in Galveston, Texas, in Corpus Christi, Texas, LaGrange, Texas, and plus some other groups as well. We donated all $63,000. And, you know, we're not a church group, but we are a group that believes in humanitarian aid and in doing what's right and just, you know, being decent human beings. So we were giving money. We were doing the fundraiser. We were out there calling for people to help, and people were responding. I didn't see Antifa out there dressed in black, handing out food to anybody. All they do is call for violence. They're not into helping anybody, you see. That's the difference. So the left has become racist. The left has become intolerant. The left has become the bigots of our modern society that judges people by the color of their skin. And that's sickening. That's absolutely sickening. Because I thought we were past that, you know? And most Americans did. When we elected Obama president, when I say we, I mean Americans. I didn't vote for him, obviously, but America did. A lot of white people voted for Obama. Why? Because they wanted unity. They wanted racial unity and peace. What did Obama do with that? He used it to divide America and create racial animosity and hatred, drive people apart. To create racial animosity, blacks versus whites, cops versus protesters. That's what Obama did. He had an opportunity of a lifetime to bring people together, and he threw it away. And he created racial animosity. It wasn't an accident either. That was all part of the plan. Because the Democrats have run out of ideas. The Democrats have nothing to offer America other than division and racial hatred, racism, bigotry, and intolerance. That's their entire game plan, is to turn everybody into a victim and try to say, oh, if you have black skin, you're a victim. Oh, if you're gay, you're a victim. Oh, if you're transgender, you're a victim. If you're Latino, you're a victim. If you're female, you're a victim. And say they stand for the victims. And try to just turn everybody into a victim group and hope that everybody will identify with some victim group that's named by the Democrats so they can maybe start to win elections again. So they have to drive America apart for them to stay in power. That's how sick this is. Why can't we all just be Americans who love our country and are accepting of each other's differences? Why can't we be people of any skin color and any religion who simply agree to live in a peaceful, law-abiding manner with other people who may have different skin color? What does that matter? They may have different religions. They may have different cultural backgrounds. So what? That's fine. And I challenge you to, I'll say this. I think that, frankly, you know, conservative people, by and large, are today the more tolerant people in our society. The left is inundated with hatred and intolerance and bigotry. And it's conservatives who have said okay to everything. It's conservatives who have said, we're tolerant. We can live in a multiracial society. Not a problem. It wasn't conservatives that started the KKK. Remember, it was the Democrats that ran that whole operation. That's the real history of the KKK. It wasn't conservatives. And who supported the 1964 Civil Rights Act in Congress? Republicans. They are the ones who got it passed. What political party did Abraham Lincoln belong to? If you don't know the answer, you've been hoodwinked by the media. Abraham Lincoln, who freed the slaves, was a Republican, not a Democrat. You can just go on down the list. Republicans have been the tolerant party. They have been tolerant people. And yet they're demonized by a bigoted left that does judge people by the color of their skin. And maybe that's why Republicans are tired of being trampled upon with all these false accusations, false characterizations, revisionist history, memory holding the truth about, you know, the KKK, the history of racism, the Civil Rights Act, how Republicans were the ones who were pushing for equal rights, and it was Democrats who were all in favor of segregation. It was Democrats that wanted blacks and whites to go to separate colleges and universities. And again, if you don't know that, it's because the truth about history has been stolen from you. You have been miseducated. You need to go back and learn the true history, even the ties between Democrats and Nazis and racism and eugenics and genocide. Look up the history of Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, and how Planned Parenthood was created to achieve the goals of the left, which was to eliminate black people from society, to kill them in the womb, to make sure that they could not grow up and have more children. It is a genocidal agenda, now disguised as abortion. So these are some things you need to learn if you're not already aware of these things. This is the truth about our society that you're never told by the Democrats, you're never told by the mainstream media. The left insists that they are the ones who are tolerant, that they are the good people, and it's conservatives who are racist, and conservatives who are Nazis, and conservatives who are KKK. Absolute lie. Complete lie. KKK is all left-wing stuff. Nazis practically don't exist in America today. You couldn't find 100 of them. If you went across the whole country, you probably couldn't round up 100 Nazis in the whole country of over 300 million people. And how many actual KKK members are there in America? Almost none. Who marches around as KKK? The guys holding the flags, the Nazi flags in the Charlottesville march, those turned out to be leftists. And the KKK people were caught on video walking off the same bus as the Antifa protesters. Don't you know that anytime you see KKK in public or Nazis in public, it's leftists posing as Nazis, posing as KKK, because there aren't any real Nazis and KKK people in society anymore. Almost none. Remember that A&E? What was it? That TV show. I think it was A&E that was trying to do some kind of a documentary on the KKK, and they had to bring in actors, and they brought in props, and they had all the props. They had the Nazi symbols, and they handed them to people, and they instructed the actors on how to act like Nazis or KKK. They told them what to say, and they told them, use the N-word here and there, say this and say that. The whole thing was staged. It was all fake. You know why they had to do that? Because they couldn't find actual KKK people, because they practically don't exist. I mean, maybe if you go into some desperate swamp land isolated somewhere in, I don't even want to name a state, but somewhere in the deep, deep south, you might be able to dredge up a couple of actual KKK people with the white hoodies and everything. But you'd be hard-pressed to find that person. As I've said many times, I live in Central Texas. I've never met a single person, or have I ever seen a single person involved in any such activity. I've never seen a Nazi. I've never seen a KKK. I've never seen anybody with a white hoodie. I've never seen any of that stuff. Never heard anybody talk that way. Never heard anybody say that they wanted to kill black people or kill Jews or anything like that. Never heard that from anybody, because it doesn't exist practically. Again, you might be able to find, I don't know, a handful if you put out an ad on Craigslist or something, offer them like a free bag of heroin in exchange for them admitting they're part of the Nazi party or something. They might take you up on that. You might be able to dredge up half a dozen, I don't know. But in terms of real people like that, they just don't exist. So you're being lied to constantly by the left, which has become the intolerant, bigoted, racist, hate-filled sector of our society today. And the way you can defeat this is, at every election, vote against division, vote against identity politics. I don't even have to name a candidate. This can apply for the whole future. Any election, somebody comes out on stage and says, oh, I'm a gay Latino, and you should vote for me because I represent La Raza and the Mexican people, and we're going to overthrow America because we were victims. California belongs to us. Just vote against them, because they're dividing people. If there's another candidate that says, hey, we're all Americans, we're all patriotic, why don't we honor the Constitution, learn to get along, and stop dividing our country, you should vote for that person. You see what I mean? It's very simple. Don't vote for those who are divisive. Don't vote for those who try to turn everybody into a victim. Everybody's a victim. Vote for those who want to move America forward with a sense of winning and a sense of peace and cooperation. That's who you should vote for. At least that's my take on the subject. You can hear more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out some of my websites on all of this. Let's see, what do we have? We have intolerance.news. There's a good one. We have racewar.news, which covers, you know, race war, the race wars that are sadly forming up these days. And we've also got another website called twisted.news, which just covers everything that's twisted, like deviant, sicko, and bizarre in society, which is a lot of what we're seeing today. So check out twisted.news and intolerance.news and my podcast website, healthrangerreport.com. Thank you for listening. Hope I've given you something to think about. And I hope that you will join me in exercising real tolerance and real peace and real cooperation among all of our fellow human beings, no matter what their skin color, no matter what their country of origin. We all deserve liberty. That's my point. We all deserve liberty, and those who oppose liberty oppose people of every color. So, that's it. Be safe and take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.